Hi, I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church. In his book, Christians Get Depressed Too, my friend David Murray writes, "So, if you are depressed, the first searching question you must ask yourself is, do I want to be made whole? You have no hope of recovery from depression unless you want to recover and are, therefore, prepared to play your own significant part in the recovery process." Consider Murray's comment as you listen to Psalm 42. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? My tears have been my food day and night, while people say to me all day long, "Where is your God?" These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I used to go to the house of God under the protection of the Mighty One with shouts of joy and praise among the festive throng. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God. My soul is downcast within me. Therefore I will remember you from the land of the Jordan, the heights of Hermon, from Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep and the roar of your waterfalls. All your waves and breakers have swept over me. By day the Lord directs His love. At night His song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life. I say to God my rock, "Why have you forgotten me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? My bones suffer mortal agony as my foes taunt me, saying to me all day long, 'Where is your God?' Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God." You can hear the author of this psalm is in a season of great sorrow and is overwhelmed. He remembers former seasons of wholeness and joy that are far away both spatially and in terms of time. Waves and breakers are crashing down. The author is going down like Jonah, and his bones suffer mortal agony. He's like Humpty Dumpty, broken, unable to hold it together any longer, and all the king's horsemen and all the king's men are not only useless to help, it seems like any spectators are mocking him, pouring salt in his wounds. And it's more than physical pain. And that, I think, is most evident by that line that caused me to pause. Did you hear that? My tears have been my food day and night. My tears have been my food. This suggests a case of serious depression when you're being nourished by your sorrow. And we live in a day when so many are being nourished by their sorrows. Friend, has life lost its luster? Are you breaking under burdens? Have you lost hope and happiness? Deeply discouraged? Psalm 42 provides us with encouragement of how to overcome discouragement. First, notice that the psalmist repeated something to himself. He said it in verse 5 and in verse 10. Verse 11, "Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God." What is he doing here? Well, twice, depressing words came to him. Where is your God? Whether it's taunts from haters or his own thoughts, he keeps hearing, "God has abandoned you." But does he take that in and descend down the dark spiral staircase of despair? No. In response, he stops listening to himself and starts talking to himself. He says, "Soul, why are you downcast? Soul, put your hope in God. We will again praise Him." Friends, one of the best things that the Psalms teach us is that we need to stop listening to ourselves and start talking to ourselves. Martin Lloyd-Jones writes, "Have you realized that most of your unhappiness in life is due to the fact that you're listening to yourself instead of talking to yourself? Take those thoughts that come to you the moment you wake up in the morning. You haven't originated them, but they're talking to you. They bring back the problems of yesterday, etc. Someone is talking. Who is talking to you? Yourself is talking to you. Now, this man's treatment was this. Instead of allowing this self to talk to him, he starts talking to himself. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? He asks. His soul had been depressing him, crushing him. So he stands up and says, Self, listen for a moment. I will speak to you. Friends, the way out of the prison of depression is to preach of deliverance, the gospel of our God. Preach to your soul the past deliverances of God. Then preach to your soul his future promises of deliverance. In between preaching to you, pray to God. The psalmist actually says a prayer to the God of his life. The depressed individual, he asks God, verse 9, I say to God, my rock, why have you forsaken me? You know, it's never wrong to ask your Heavenly Father such a question. How can you say so, Joel? Because another child of God asked this same thing of the Father. The only begotten Son, Jesus, asked, why have you forsaken me? While feeling the ultimate abandonment on the cross. When we pour out our souls to the Father, we open the door for Him to answer, and we'll discover in the end that the distress the Father brings His children in this life was His work of making us more like His own Son for the glory to come. My friend, remember who you are and who you belong to.